asking for the immediate reinstatement of Amy Goodman.
Well, we shall see. The Pacifica Board is the final authority, the way the bylaws and laws are structured now. So I have a feeling their lawyers on both sides are going to be working a long overtime Labor Day weekend trying to figure out something, including, was it Greg Craig now is now one of the counsel, and counsel to the tobacco lobby, the Clinton's gang. They got him off during the impeachment, and I think their fees are kind of steep, and it'll be overtime. It's going to be an interesting long 3 or 4 days, and
we'll see what the billable hours will be on this one.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, Garland Ganter, who was on the air of BAI Today asking for money. Garland Ganter was brought by Mary Berry to KPFA, where he personally had Dennis Bernstein arrested. He took over management of KPFA. He hired goons that went in and arrested and beat Dennis Bernstein. And then he had 100 demonstrators arrested. And then he shut down KPFA for 1 month. This is what Garland Ganter, the guy they brought in today to say how great he was. This is his accomplishments at the Pacifica Network.
Maybe he wants to do for BAI what he did for KPFA.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
All right, listen.
Let's see.
Thank you. We only got 2.5 hours more.
Okay, so take these calls and let the people speak.
Let the people speak.
Okay,
this is the First Amendment in action today, early on Friday morning at 101 here at WBAI.
By the way, Steve Yasko, who was pitching yesterday, has just had new sexual harassment charges filed.
All right, listen.
I don't know.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we still have a full board here.
It's really blazing away. You know, I feel guilty if I
drop down on one there.
Well, you're on the radio.
You're kidding me, God. You know, yes, Daddy Bucks and Lady Loves.
Who's
this? Yes.
Who's this?
Oh, I want royalties on my name. Anytime the name Monroe is mentioned, I get something. I get a lot. I get a charge, but not because. It's a happy charge. It's an unhappy charge because I stand for freedom of speech. Listen,
this
guy wants action. You know what I mean? I can just refer. It was part of the thing I handed out. As a matter of fact, the major part of what I handed out at the Caroline's comedy and documentary, serious and hilarious and wonderful comedy night. The thing is that Gary Noel announced... freely as an American citizen and the full face of audio people listening to the radio, that he had a three-part investigation that he would bring forth on a Friday.
I think we know. Do we know this? I think this is all...
Yes, but I'm only bringing everyone up to speed.
I don't want
to
cut your free speech off, but yeah, that's...
No, to say that he never did the three-part. He then went to the Mondays only.
Yes.
And now he doesn't even do the Monday.
Well, no, he's on vacation now tomorrow.
No. Gary Noel is not on vacation. He took calls from the New York area today.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yes, he's a very much alive guy, and I like him very much. He has his good side, and just like most people, they do have a problem with certain aspects. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to, get our... our thinking together. Now, people who criticize those, and they call them dissidents, and they use the word harassment, we are standing up for what we believe in the tradition of people who think, other people think, and they may think differently than we do. We bring it to the table, and we try to discuss things and say, look, why do you believe what you believe?
Monroe, can I just jump in here for a second?
Sure.
And I saw Caroline's. You were probably one of the most popular people there.
Well, thank you.
Listen, even just for me, I've heard you over the years. Can you give me a little bit of your background and what you do for a living? Because I know is you...
Well, I'm a retired almost graphic designer, so that I had to think in terms of visual things. We worked on movie posters. I worked for a gentleman by the name of Phil Gipps, and he's very well thought of in the world of, creative advertising. We did posters for Fatal Attraction, for Tommy, or Electric Horseman. You know, pictures of films that had problems, of getting a large audience, so you had to do something that would stimulate and be a repeatable image. You understand? I mean, it's a very... Well, you know, Paul Wonder was involved with this field as a critic, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Now, the thing is this, and Mike Sargent does a very handsome program. It was on just prior to the news tonight. And in this regard, I speak highly of Mike Sargent. I'm sometimes a little disappointed with what happens on night shift because he cuts people off. You know, he has no qualms about, you know, you're talking and all of a sudden, bing, you're off. But the point is this, what do I do? I was an original subscriber to WBAI when it went from being...
No, I know, but in your life.
That I was minding my own business, and I got a radio, and an FM radio.
And we've been suffering ever since.
Well, you could argue that. You could thank Henry Morgan, the famous social satirist, who found a home on WBAI. Louis Schweitzer gave him a chance to broadcast after he was thrown off this station and that station, WHN, and, you know, all these other ones. And so, anyway, I was minding my own business when an announcer came on, and he said, guess what? We're going to give the station to the Pacifica Foundation, Mr. Louis Schweitzer, and it'll be part of the Pacifica Foundation group of stations. At that time, there were two. BAI became the third. And the point of the thing is, I appreciated it. I loved the developing station. And I had an education as a result of it. And I look forward every day to hearing new programs. And the point is that I learned and sort of honed my sense of justice and my sense of freedom of speech. As a matter of fact, at one point I offered... To the local WBAI board when we had a meeting at 505 8th Avenue to have a fundraising day or week dedicated to freedom of speech, but it didn't go over. I mean, I don't know why they don't think quotes about freedom of speech and discussions about it are a valid topic, but it wasn't accepted. Now, in recent times, I came up with the idea of freedom of speech awards. You understand? Why doesn't WBAI, which did believe in freedom of speech and hopefully will still believe in it, why don't they have freedom of speech awards?
Who knows? That'll be another of the sorrowful mysteries.
Just to give you an idea.
All right, Mauro, we got to get going, man.
Yeah, you got to get going. Yeah, and okay. I thank you for your praises. And I will say this to you. I want to hear the Caroline thing.
You might want to, but there might be some people up here that might not.
I want to know what your plans are for the station. Okay, carry on, and I'll be talking to you.
All right, thank you. And that was the one and only Monroe. As I said, every producer up here must know him because once the phones open up, he's got speed dial or something because he manages to get in on every show.
Used to be called, there was a real demon dialer. I understand from Emmanuel Goldstein, they don't make the real McCoy, which was made over in Amsterdam, I think.
Uh-huh.
But just damn close to that.
Yes, well, that was good. He can get through, and no matter what the topic is, he has a comment on it. I don't care from East Timor to volcanoes going off in Sicily. He might not have the answer, but he's got an opinion on it anyway.
Indeed. Hello, you are on the air. Hello?
It is the strangest feeling, sitting here listening to the phone ring, and then knowing that Monroe was also sitting there listening.
And you're following him.
Yeah. Strange.
How did you handle him in the morning, Bernard?
We usually let him talk.
Yeah.
The
two of you guys used to mix it up every once in a while.
Yeah, every now and then.
Once in a while you would play you talk too much.
You're right.
I remember that.
Yeah. But Monroe's, his heart is in the right place. It's just that his head gets lost sometimes. But, John, you were very good last night. Was it last night?
Tuesday
night.
Yeah.
Nights of running into each other.
No, I had a great time, and I can always say I was on Broadway at Caroline's, no matter what happens. So.
Yeah, you were very good. Well, I guess you're still raising funds.
There's only one person up here, and we don't want to be, abusing her. She's running the station now, T-Dove, at the moment.
A rather strange fundraiser, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there's a lot of strange things over here. But it's good for writing comedy, Bernard.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a whole host of things you can write about.
Comedy,
but it's obvious that the listeners have soundly rejected this new regime and their new direction, you know, what they're doing to the station. Hearing Garland and Bessie and Yasko coming into town, you know, they only fly first class and they stay in these five-star hotels, and they're probably spending more by being here than the fundraiser is raising. Because from what I understand, they're only doing about $1,000 a day, which is really, really is shameful. But it's certain that the listeners have rejected what it is that's going on, how it all happened, and they're seeing right through a lot of the things that this regime is doing. I also found out that each time that there's a demonstration down. Oh, by the way, you know, when they come into town, they charge that to the radio station. Whenever the executive staff comes in, if they visit WBAI, they charge that visit to WBAI, so that money comes out of WBAI's coffers. And I also heard that, you know, that the security system seems to be going off every now and then. And they have to pay money for that, $500 each time the security system goes off. And I heard that last week it went off about four times. So that's like $2,000 of listener money that also has to go to something that, you know, was not planned.
Yeah, but Bernard, that proves it works.
Well, yeah, over and over again.
It's just like, you know, the fire drills you had at school. It's got to be tested every once in a while.
Well, you know, I don't know if the listeners want to pay for that, though. They must have now about a $600,000 deficit and growing. You know what happened to me, Utrice Lead, I do a cable program on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and Utrice Lead called up the station manager over at Manhattan Neighborhood Network and attempted to get me kicked off of the air. And of course, the station manager, who's upset with what has happened with WBAI, soundly rejected that and said that he refused to be involved in censorship at MNN. If you want to do that at WBAI, go right ahead. But he wasn't going to be involved in censoring people at Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So the show continues. We've been doing reruns for the month of August, but starting next week, we'll be back on again talking about what's happening with Pacifica, giving people updates on WBAI. You know, John, you mentioned that the Internet, how important the Internet has been in this struggle. If the Internet wasn't there, they probably could have pulled this whole thing off. But the Internet has been able to give people instantaneous information about just what's been happening, and that we've been able to organize very well by the use of the Internet.
Yeah, I know that the night this all began, the events of the 22nd or 23rd of December, we got word of it from some Internet site that was based in California. And Bob, I think, and myself went down. California knew about it before we did. That might have been a fluke, but it underscores the valuable nature of the net.
And Bernard, it's just amazing how this battle, how many fronts it's being fought on.
Yeah.
I mean, every piece of technology, the creativity, everything that's going on, I mean, everything's being used.
Right. I mean, when you look at it, we have Amy, who's now set up outside of the station, because she was forced out, which was part of the plan from this crew here, Garland, Yasko, and Wash, and Lead. That was part of their plan all along, and now she's out. But they don't recognize that the people that they have pushed out haven't stopped, because those are the people who came to the radio station because it was an opportunity. It provided them an opportunity to get information out. Now, they're going to get the information out any way they can. BAI was just a vehicle for that. So now that they're outside of WBAI, they have found other vehicles to still continue to get the information out. So you got Amy on the outside, and she's continuing to broadcast. It's becoming available to people who all they have to do is just tune in, you know, radio stations, if they have a KU band, they can begin to pick it up, and they're getting it for free, which puts additional pressure on Pacifica, because the only reason that they have been dealing with Pacifica in the first place was because of Democracy Now. Many of the affiliates wanted to drop Pacifica National News and just keep Democracy Now, but they were forced to take Pacifica National News as well as Democracy Now. So they took the news so they could continue to get Democracy Now. Now, if they can get Democracy Now for free, they'll drop Pacifica News, which is what they wanted to do in the first place. Amy has continued to do that, and that's a possibility, a very dangerous possibility for Pacifica, because it's the only moneymaker they have. In fact, it's the only moneymaker that they've ever had. Most of the things that they've been doing has lost money.
Does that include Gary Noel? What about
Well, that's not something that they did. That doesn't come out of the Pacifica National office. That was a show, an offshoot of something from WBAI. Interesting, too, that most of these offshoots from WBAI are what raises most of the money. You got Errol Maitland and Reem Khatuda, and Joyce Jones has been involved with it, who set up WBIX.org, which is, you know, another aspect of the technology that's being used to get the word out. So they are, you know, struggling to maintain that program. Errol has bought that equipment with his own money. He's maintained it. He and Reem figured out how to get up on the Internet. They didn't know it before this all happened.
Oh, they're damn sure experts now.
Oh,
necessity is a mother.
Throw it up in a minute now. There's, you know, the relationship that we have, the new relationship we developed with our listeners as a result of the Internet and the listserv, a listserv that they can trust to get accurate information. Eileen Sutton and Lynn Gary go over this, you know, what information they get. They check it, double check it, recheck it before they put it out. So there's, you know, you can depend on its accuracy.
Is Dan Coughlin involved also?
Dan Coughlin is also involved. He's involved in the Pacifica campaign. He, too, has, you know, we have facilitated the free speech radio, the news, free speech radio news, by giving them, sharing our resources with them so that they can become a daily broadcast. Verna Avery Brown is now working with them. Many affiliates are starting to play that instead of Pacifica Network News. So, you know, some of the most creative people at the station are the ones that have been pushed out, and they've continued to create. I'm doing a cable program on MNN, and, you know, we're getting more people involved with that. We're going to start a training program where we'll be training people how to run the cameras, how to do the whole production. So, you know, we continue, and which means that when we do come back to WBAI, it'll be even stronger, because we'll bring those resources and that expertise back into the station. Valerie Chambers, it's very good that she has joined in with
the emerging majority.
With the emerging majority.
At least at this
issue. I agree with you, John. I don't know how, you know, we'll have to take this incident by incident.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll have to see just where she stands. There's some things that she's still a little shaky on.
Well, I think it's a healthy sign anyway.
Yeah, because it has gotten so horrendous that even those folks who said that they would never change are beginning to look at this thing a little differently.
Well, Nixon said he would never resign, too.
That's right. You know, and at some point you want to, you know, when it gets so smelly, you got to separate yourself from it. And I think that's what happened with Valerie, at least around this issue. and we'll see what happens with other issues.
Well, Bernard, stay tuned and pay close attention, okay?
Will do. Thanks a lot, John.
All right, I'll see you around, Bernard.
Okay.
Good hearing from you.
Thank you, fellas.
Bye. A lot of people up late at night, man. Good God, it's 1:20 in the morning and you got everybody calling in.
Yeah, let's see. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey. I need to turn my computer down.
I want to tell you,
not only
is this the World Federation
of
Radio now, everybody's tag teaming each other, and Grandpa Al, and then you slap the other one, you come into the ring.
No, I called up because Grandpa Al was on, and I can't get him on Exile Radio, and, you know, I thought because he was 91 years old, he can't get up early in the morning. But the problem is, he doesn't go to bed.
That's it.
At night. So, you know, you can't get up in the morning to be on Exile Radio. So that is the problem. And now Bob Fast is absent. I don't know what's going on. So here it is.
You too.
I stayed up late tonight because I fell asleep this afternoon and by accident kept the frequency open. And now I say let me eavesdrop on this program, Radio Unnameable. So I start the broadcast, Radio Unnameable, and Al Lewis called up. So I had to stay up to say, Grandpa, you belong with the Exile Group. Don't try to go back to WBAI and work with, you know, in Clayton Riley's place.
Why not? The slot's opened up.
Okay. So I understand. You know,
so
we're not big enough for him. But, you know, but that's okay, John, because, you know, all the exiles have a place here on WBAI. Bernard White has a place. You know, he's so articulate now because guess what? He doesn't have to get up in the morning. But I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to be on the Internet. I just got through checking my email. There may have been 20 or 30 emails from people. Wanted to know how great the program was. There are people forwarding emails trying to reach Amy Goodman. There are stations out there taking Democracy Now! Off the Internet and running it. They're writing letters to Steve Yasko and telling them they're dropping Pacifica programming. It is incredible. So here it is. I have to stay up late at night checking my email. And you know what? It is like the good old days at WBAI. I'm not even getting paid for it.
Not yet.
Oh, but believe me, you're paying for it.
Absolutely. You know, you guys were talking about the security camera. Since my doctors have forbid me to be at WBAI or in the vicinity of the place because it makes my blood boil, let me ask you this. Is there any place you can go around the station without being picked up by a camera? And how is it that Utrecht Lead can beat Amy Goodman up and we can't see the tape?
I don't know. I mean, I don't particularly pay any attention to the cameras. And plus, we're not up here that often. I mean, you'd have to probably talk to people that work up here, but... you know, it's one of those things that just doesn't faze you. You just say, forget about it. You got to come in and do the show. I mean, if you're up here full time, you could get a bit paranoid that you're on all these monitors, maybe at the front desk or back in the production studios.
Especially with these alarms going off that I wasn't aware of. I don't know what that entails.
And the cops come running in, like they did on Saturday. So.
For what? Are you guys doing subversive radio?
No, just doing BAI radio.
Same thing. Well, at least it used to be.
Errol.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go because I know you have to get up at
7. Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know. Is Anthony coming in tonight? Because if that is the case, I can just leave this thing to run. And, you know, this would mark our first time that WBIX.org went for 24 hours.
Because, yeah, as far as I know, Anthony comes in and he does, was it Crosstown?
Crosstown,
well,
yeah.
Then I'll keep listening to you guys until I naturally
until you
fall
get bored.
Asleep.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. You know, I'm trying to figure out where is Bob Fast.
He's somewhere with the steam coming out of the front of his car, sitting at the side of a road listening to this show.
There's a case for a cell phone.
And Errol, I'll probably see you on Eastern Parkway on Monday.
Yeah, WBAI in Exile will be in Eastern Parkway on Monday.
Labor Day, yes.
So where BAI doesn't go, the Exile gang will be there. So Bernard, Eastern Parkway on Monday.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
All right, Errol.
Good night, guys.
Good night. It's just amazing who's up and who's out there.
On and on, yeah.
Yeah. BAI, no.
Let's keep the streak going.
Just keep sampling.
Okay. Let's see. All right, pick a number.
I mean, there's been 23 or 25 people suspended, vacation, fired, whatever the terminology is. Four or five already called in, so let's see.
There used to be something called terminated with extreme prejudice, but I think that meant something worse. I won't say that.
And people are on a hiatus at the moment, so.
I'm getting a hurry. Okay, hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing? Ricky P.
Ricky P. from goodlight.net.
Hey.
That's right. I'm glad to see everybody's on.
Uh-huh.
You know, one thing I got to say is the pressure's on Valerie, I think, because school is starting. You know, she teaches school out
in Houston.
Texas.
Uh-huh.
School is starting, and you know, you don't want that protest coming around the school neighborhood. She's an associate professor.
Of what?
Accounting, I think. She's an accounting teacher.
Whoa, she's got her hands full now doing the paperwork.
Once they start moving the small protest to the school, puts a little pressure on her. You know, but I wouldn't trust her. I think the pressure needs to be on her. Email her at valleychambers@aol.com. And let her know that you appreciate her gesture, but... You know, we're keeping a close eye on her.
Sounds good.
Okay, Ricky P. Good to talk to you.
All right.
I've been reading you for months now.
Yeah. I kind of slacked off a little bit. You know, got a lot of things to do, but I'm still there.
All right.
You're
there in spirit on goodlight.net.
Right, I'm there. Okay.
All right, then. Thanks.
Take care. And you are on the radio. Hello.
Hello. Good to hear you this morning. I'm just a little bit concerned on one issue, which is I know that Bob has a special talent that he's developed over the years for knowing how to kind of push from the edges, but not push so hard that something gets broken in the pushing.
That's right.
And I just want to encourage you to try and think of his stewardship in that regard and not take things so far that they can't be taken back again.
Well said.
You're right.
Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
I think I just want to add one thing very briefly, which is one thing I've noticed about Bob is that one place that he tries to draw the line is when people want to use certain people's names, because that can take things over the edge very easily. So you might want to ask your callers to focus on
the issue.
High principles of freedom of speech and not talk too much about people's names, because that can take things over the edge.
You're right. I always get antsy at that point. You're right. It's well said again. I can't disagree.
And that's why Bob's been doing this for so long. We probably wouldn't last as long.
I hope he gets there soon, and have a great night.
So
yeah, well,
thank you.
Take care.
His time is.
Bye-bye.
I was going to say, his time is running out. I don't know, figuratively, literally.
Yeah, don't get us in trouble, please, you know, any more than we're already possibly in. Okay.
Hello, I think Bob did a good job by himself last week. Hello?
Yeah. Yes. You're on the radio. Hello?
Someone's turning off the radio, yes?
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
I called in especially for Grandpa to... He should be taking Riley's place for at least 8 months. He should be given 3 hours to kill.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get more substance from Grandpa.
Well, listen, hopefully... I mean, from a personal point of view, I mean... We love following Grandpa Al Lewis. It was a great lead into our show. We had a great camaraderie as we were switching from his show over to our show, and maybe we could carry him into our show, or he would have us early onto his show. And it was a great transition for us. And yeah, I mean, we missed it terribly on Saturday.
Yes, he has a ton of information for us.
Yeah, and he's being missed by the prisoners too. When he did his own special shout out and. Pen pals with the prisoners, but listen, he's still out there and he's still struggling. He said at Caroline's, he says he has to struggle. It's like plasma.
Yes.
He says he needs that struggle, and he's definitely out there doing it.
Yeah, I was there also.
Oh, were you there? What did you think of the night?
Oh, excellent! And I found your piece was. I told you it was very creative.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, no.
You were your banner was great too.
Yeah, I think that's going to get around that banner.
Your daughter.
This is WBAI, Listener Free Radio.
Yeah, your daughter is a budding artist.
Oh, I know that. She's a big ham. I wonder where she got that from.
Must be the father.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Listen. Okay. Thanks for attending the events and calling in and listening and giving your support to Al.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
You're on the radio. Hello?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Could you come a little closer to the mouthpiece, perhaps?
Yes.
That's good.
Here's a fun-filled thought inspired by the current management. Has anybody checked the lobby to see if Bob isn't being allowed up or has been arrested for trying to get in?
We have a monitor for the 10th floor now down the bottom. But I don't think Bob would have stopped because we were let in. So.
Well, since he's not there, let me take this opportunity to thank him for his the love that he provides to the people that listen, and I want him to know that I appreciate it.
Listen, so do we.
Yes.
I mean,
it makes me tired on Friday morning.
It certainly does. And as I told him when I was driving a yellow cab, depending on the show, I would work extra hours just to keep listening to him.
But I have a feeling that it feeds the soul, so I hope he'll be back.
Yeah. No,
he'll be back.
He'll be back. I mean, and there's a possibility he still could be in for this show because he was having trouble with his car.
Okay, peace.
Thanks. Yeah, I started listening later and later, driving a yellow cab like you, John.
That's right, the same thing.
Became a night person ever since.
There's a lot of cabbies out there roaming around on the west side and the east side to all the clubs and listening to Bob, playing his videotape, his CDs, having people in the studio playing music and taking phone calls all at the same time.
And live music, too.
And I would have to believe he had his shoes off and he was using his toes to hit buttons with his fingers up and all around. Yeah. He was like an octopus. And that's the way he is.
Indeed. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? WBAI, you're on the air. The sound of silence. Going once. Going twice.
Goodbye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, BAI is an information center for the young and the old. There's a particular type of mentality that we only listen to of WBAI. And the Pacifica management is dumb. Why would you lose 20 years for subscribers just to get some new subscriber you're not even sure?
Well, that seems to be the thinking for this marathon. No premiums, you know, and just get new people to sign on.
But, you know, here you have people like Monroe that have been on for decades. And I used to volunteer at 505.
Right.
Back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But now, BR is a unique station. The people are unique. The ones who are not meant for BR move on to other stations. And like when some person called up and said, well, was you tired of the morning show? No. The morning show was informative. They broke ground, especially when you had Seren, Bernard, and Amy together. They broke tremendous ground on information.
But do you remember they were helpful in getting a man released out of Angola prison?
That's what I was getting ready to say.
That radio, when he came up into the studio, was unbelievable radio.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
And also the thing about the niggas in Mississippi prison.
Oh, Maurice Bigham, TW Collins. Yeah.
Yes.
That was unbelievable.
And then not only that, we had the
now we're arresting people at the station.
Right. Then we had the brother calling in telling you about what went on with the creative writing program, remember? What was his name? He was from Sing Sing.
Oh.
And he used to come on every Thursday morning.
Okay. That was, Behind the Walls.
Yes. That was fantastic.
Breaking Down the Walls.
Yes. That was fantastic. Because, you know, the new morning show now, in my opinion, is garbage. Especially the first hour, 6 o'clock. It's garbage.
Well, we like, you know, we said,
We're only renting, or we're just filling in for Bob, and we don't want people saying things that is going to...
Well, I'm telling you from my personal opinion.
No, I know that, but if we just kept it in general, I don't even want to pick on particular shows or anything like that. We can say what we used to like anyway.
I used to joke with Sydney that only at Bianca and the Giants to have a program. And there was a time...
And Sydney still has a program.
Yeah, well, I joke with Sydney, but he's always pushing broom with his overalls on.
Yep.
And I would come by before. I used to go to 42nd Street in the movies and kick it with Fred sometimes to pick up a folio. And sometimes me and Fred be talking for 3 or 4 hours at his desk.
See, that's one of the things I miss at this BAI. The listeners coming into the station. It was their station. People would come in and say, listen, I'd like a tour. Fred would bring them around. And it would be very difficult for that to do now. And even now with a marathon going on, there's no one telling us, listen, we need volunteers. Tell them to get down. There's food here. And a lot of people that were maybe down and out would come down to 505, get a bit of a meal, work the phones, and get to meet the producers.
So good. And the vibe would be so good sometimes. I was doing it overnight.
Right, you just hang out.
One of the funniest guys was Robin Knight.
Yeah, Robin is still a funny guy.
That's right. Oh, man.
Hey, is this Wayne?
No, this is Abdul Malik.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like I said, though, the first time I listened to B.A.I. was, believe it or not, the African American was the Laughing Cavalier.
Uh-huh.
I love classical music.
Right. He resigned, I believe. I don't know the exact circumstances, but it was on the air, and he gave his reasons at the time, and maybe somebody can dig up the air check and find out more.
Oh, but his show was beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's why I listen to the opera glass on Sunday. But, like I said, B.A.I. is an information magnet. You have to recruit people to listen to B.A.I. You can't beg nobody to come to B.A.I. Because most of the people who listen to corporate media... And that's the only source. If my community does a big brouhaha about supporting the Daily Challenge on the Amsterdam News over the New York Post or the Daily News or the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
But B.A.I. is grassroots information. Anytime there was a protest or an eviction, you knew about it on B.A.I. or political prisoners.
Or labor issues.
Oh, definitely. I love Mimi.
Sorely.
I miss that program on Tuesday because when I used to work these little minimum wage jobbers, we were fighting for union rights.
And those fights are going on all over the city.
Yes, they are. And it's sad, but there's no outlet for it. That was my thing from 2 to 3, Mimi.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, listen, don't... be depressed because things are changing. I mean, it's not as quick as everybody wants, but things are changing.
Yes, but, I knew after Amy had that wrestling match with Bill Clinton, something was up.
That wrestling match.
Well,
I
think things were already under pressure even before
that. That might have been the icing on the cake.
That was the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
With the cherry.
That's it. Yeah.
Hold the cherry.
Well, listen, we're going to move on, but thanks for...
Gentlemen.
Maybe we'll see you down here some stage when we do a marathon. You can come in and man the phones again.
Hey, that'd be good when we get that good spirit back.
Yeah.
505 spirit.
That's it.
Okay, stay strong.
All right, thanks.
And don't let your daughter steal the thunder.
I can't help that. It's all over for me.
All right, God bless you.
All right.
Do you have the card somewhere?
Probably around.
I'll find it when we take a break. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just blazing away. I have to feel guilty. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, good evening. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great show.
Thank you. Not everybody thinks that, but they're entitled to their opinion.
It just flows. You just, good hearing Al Lewis, and I think it'd be wonderful if he'd return the favor to what's his face.
Wouldn't that be ironic, huh?
And you're the caller who said, let's not push the envelope, because I know with everything that's going on, the way you just felt free, I enjoyed your show, and I think one good thing that's come out of this, it's really wonderful to hear you on, the synergy between you and Bob Fass and what have you, but the way Bob would have a way of double speak, but you've got
flow. That's right. And that's something you can't recreate.
Now, I have... a creative management idea. Like, we should share and we should get along. And I think, by the way, I like Armin DeMille's show, you know, all of us examining what's really driving our best bus. Because, you know, let's face it, the left is nuts. We have a political agenda, a lot of us, and I think a lot of us are on the same page. But sometimes, you know, maybe our early toilet training gets into the little scurries in the way we see things. If certain people that have, like, the morning slot that, like, are taking up your time, I have no problem with those people. Just give them another slot. What if all the fired and banned came back and we had, like, a bake-off? Just pledges. No money. You know, you pledge what you're going to give and secure it somehow and let it roll. Let the fired and banned see what their tally is and let the control freak see what... Well, no, that's the... The new show, do their fundraiser, and at the end of the month, if they can show, like, you brought back the other people, and if you got your slot, that you could pledge to the shows you like.
Yeah, but can I tell you, it's been done already. Before December 22nd, there were $1 million fundraisers here, and that hasn't happened. So, I mean...
No, I'm just saying that, you know, we've heard from present management. I used to do a tally listening to how often the terms factual, scientific, ethical, integrity, professionalism would be used. And without mentioning names, this morning I listened to a certain slot, and this person is big into Course in Miracles and all the other stuff. And they did a drive-by on... And this is an important issue to me. I teach ecology. But anyway, it was about what the Navy's doing with these low-frequency, high-decibel, bombastic sound waves.
Pissing off the whales.
Now, if we're talking about... Somebody said, now, this isn't being nasty or catty or at home. If you invited a guest on about something, you present it. Just like a teacher, well, what are the implications of this? What is it? And then you let the guests do what they're going to do. I wouldn't want to hear Michio Kaku on spirituality. But let's face it, the guy's a mega brain when it comes to science. Now, sound waves are not exactly rocket science. This host got into, and I wish you could do a sound check if you missed the show this morning.
Don't get us in trouble now.
It was just incredible.
Well, why don't we just leave it at that it was incredible radio.
We'll just
leave it at that.
And after the person was making the point on how it's killing the whales, this and that, all the implications, this person was invited on. The host was, wow, what are the implications of that? After the person just got done saying that these sound waves cause lungs to explode, nasal cavities, the whole nine yards, because whales and what, you know, they're all mammals. What does that mean? How could you have read the article? In ninth grade science, kids are supposed to know a little bit about longitudinal waves, transverse waves.
Oh, listen, everybody has their own style of interviewing.
But this was...
Standing waves.
But why I'm making this point, not to be nasty, we were being preached to by Garland and Bessie and all this stuff, as if we never heard a factual thing. And the point I want to make is Robert Knight did a whole big thing on this. You know, he knows the science of it, but it was what the Navy's up to, the latest little deal like their Vieques tricks. And Michio Kaku certainly did an in-depth thing. Now, this is what the person chose to go into. It was clear they were clueless about it. And then out of an hour slot, did about 35 minutes of pitching and reiterating to the listeners how now we hear about housing and civil rights and racial profiling and what the Navy's up to. And it's a browbeating. And it's amazing, like, how much this... I'm thinking how this little blow-up could have gone a different way, that these people on the other side don't get it. It's like a pressure cooker. Open up the airways. Don't preach to the listener. Don't say that all of a sudden this is good radio when somebody's actually listening to the most abysmal... I mean, this person didn't know what decibels were, frequency, the fact that sound waves are energy. it'd be like somebody talking about earthquakes cause damage. Wow, what's the implication of that? Huh?
Well, listen, we've got...
But it's good here. You know, you could... BAI's got science, it's got politics, it's got this.
It's got
but
everything.
All of a sudden,
and turmoil.
Told, we never heard any of that stuff. But I listen to Bob Fass and you for good fun. I mean, I know you guys are serious about some political stuff. And the man that called earlier, I think some people think it's distasteful to address anger or disagreements. You guys are always good fun. Your show, I mean, people are dying in Ireland. But within the show that you always do, there's music, there's wit, there's some philosophy about it. It sort of keeps you going while the crap's hitting the fan. And that's what I find could be destroyed if what's happening floats.
It's an art is what you're talking about.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Developed it over all the years. But listen, thank you for that. And we're going to move on. And maybe we'll play some music or video later. This is the difference.
I see the video over the radio.
Yeah, but you get the sound. But see, this is the difference between Bob. Bob would have played two or three songs by now while
that's
people
right.
were talking.
And five people would have been on the phone.
Right. And the video would have been going. And, you know, it's just...
You know where Bob is?
Where?
He got a show at... He got a gig at Young's Cafe on Water Street. I think he's moonlighting it.
No, I don't think he would be giving up this gig. Not for that.
He shall hear from his superiors.
Yes.
But God is sleeping right now, so anyway.
Good night.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, it's getting out. Yeah. Music, but can't resist. Keep going, lad.
Yeah, addicted to calls.
Yeah. You're on the radio.
Wow. Can I change the subject very quickly? I have one or two comments to make about the situation at the station, but I have a record called Easter Monday 1916 Songs of the IRA by Dominic Behan.
Uh-huh.
And so since you mentioned Kevin Barry, if you give me a minute.
Sure.
One, two, three.
One, two, three. Who's singing it?
Dominic Behan.
Oh, himself.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Uh-oh. Your CD's down, is it?
No, I think they got it. I hope.
Yeah. I just want to say Kevin Barry was hung by the British in 1916 at the age of 18. And his body was just exhumed from the prison only last week. And there's going to be a state funeral for him.
Mountjoy, one Monday morning, high upon the gallows tree, Kevin Barry gave his young life for the cause of liberty. Just a lad of 18 some more, yet there's no one can deny. As he went to death that morning, he proudly held his head on high. Just before he reached the hangman, in his dreary prison cell, British soldiers tortured Barry because he would not tell the whereabouts of his companions, and of our things that you wished to know. Torn in form or unwillful you, or thrive body unsolved no. Proudly standing to attention as he bade his last farewell to his broken-hearted mother, of her grief there's none can tell. Fearfully his brave eyes smiling as he kissed her in the gloom. Yet his eyes were softly shining as he went out to his doom. Another martyr for old Ireland, another martyr for the crown. Their brutal laws may crush the Irish, but cannot keep their spirit down. Lads like Barry are no cowards.
Don't go, he'll call back.
They
okay. Yeah.
Will not fly. Lads like Barry will free Ireland. For her sake, I live and die.
Thank you.
Hello?
You're on the radio.
Oh, hi. Great show tonight. Where did you come in from, John?
Come in from where?
Well, I don't know. I turned and came in about 12:30, and suddenly Bob's not there, and you are.
I sabotaged his car out in Staten Island, and it came in.
Hey, what am I, a cucumber?
I don't know where you guys came in. You guys are replacing him? Is this like a trees thing? You guys dumped him, and you guys came in?
That's right. This is the anti-Bob Fast show.
I see. So you're doing a... By the way, I just wanted to say that these women I've been working with, Mothers of the Disappeared, earlier tonight, they're going to do some kind of celebration for Paul... What's his name? DiRenzo, whatever. They're going to do some kind of celebration in front of his house in about 10 days. Mothers of prisoners under the Rockefeller laws are going to have some kind of vigil in front of his house on 23rd. I don't know the exact address.
Yeah, well, listen, you know what, Randy? We don't want to give out any address.
I'm not going to give any address. Yeah, I would rather do something else. I want to say how funny you were the other night at Caroline's. And I'm glad I'm out of comedy, because if I was still doing comedy, I'd be threatened by your prowess in that field.
Ah,
you're extremely funny.
Yeah, listen.
You know, but the biggest problem was Grandpa screaming at me, when's the show going to start? Damn it. Everyone's tired. But,
You know what killed me? He's yelling at you as if you had the doors locked, as if you were not letting people in. Like, but you were Caroline.
Did you have any idea that there would be that many people there?
No, it was just so packed. And
but
then
you got
was...
the most laughs, though. You had veteran comedians there, and you got the most laughs. I mean, not everyone knew what you were talking about, but the people who had no idea were still laughing because you have such a fine delivery.
Yeah, bada bing.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, no, you know what? I really appreciate hearing it from you and Barry Crimmins and from
and Grandpa
Ral, too, you know. Because
these people know what they're talking about. They've been in the business, right?
Yeah. And I have to tell you,
guys,
I have to tell you, Randy, I give political speeches. I speak in Ireland, you know, mainly on the politics of Ireland. I mean, to get up there and, you know, you could talk to people, this happened, that happened, and people just take it in as knowledge. But to say you get up in Caroline and try to make people laugh, that is tough, man.
It is tough, especially after they've been waiting an hour and a half to get in. You know, one kid with muscular dystrophy couldn't move from the neck down, and Al Lewis, and, you know, between Al and my friend Irwin Corey, he had like 300 years of experience there. And they waited around, and they braved that heat and the long lines, and they got in there. I got news for you. I made a smart move. I'm a very clever entertainment director myself, because I put you up early. Not because you had the kids, but because I knew you would get the laughs. You have a very good delivery and a good sense of timing, and you're funny. You know, you may think about that. You may think about
that. Yeah, I was talking about it too, but Jesus, this is kind of late in life to be changing careers.
Careful, you've been encouraging him to give up.
I was thinking maybe during your show, like strictly unconfidential. You could be doing your show and then have like underneath it some like comedy lines, you know, like laughs and everything, real low.
Uh-huh.
Like strictly confidential on Saturday. We have a guy talking and like some music really low underneath it. Would you consider that?
Well, you never know what could happen. The slots opening up all over the place.
But at any rate, I want to congratulate Hugh Hamilton today, who at the Belize, he was at the Belize 220-year anniversary of their independence. If anyone thinks that they're independent, Belize, if there's some kind of progressive independent nation, you know, please come and show me the evidence. But he was there anyway at City Hall.
I know. Come on, Randy. Put some more dirt into the grave.
What? Look, I'm trying to find... I spoke to the Odessophile, and they have spots for both you and Bessie Wash when they leave there, somewhere between Argentina and Brazil. They have a couple of safe havens when they leave the station, along with Yatrice. Maybe northern Brazil, but you'll have to hang out with Dr. Mingley. But at any rate, I'm working with the Odessophile to help these people find a safe haven when they leave, when the coup attempt has finally been smashed by this very popular movement against it. And right now, all Hugh needs is 5,000 more calls by the end of the day, and they will meet their deadline. You know, they will meet their
their goal.
Their goal with 5,000 calls. Right now, they have a negative 275, so they have 5,275 calls to go, and they will meet their goal. And we hope that can happen at the end of 2010.
Lord winning, Lord.